100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So let's have a weekly challenge. I post the topic. You come up with the story. Does this sound familiar? Well, to many of you, it did, because I've got a lot of stories waiting for you to listen to them. What's the topic? The topic was gas. Now, if you're running a little late, just send your story in, get it done, send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But for now, here are all the stories for this week's weekly challenge. I hope you enjoy.
They Are Really Quite Safe by John DeCleese. The last time I was there, they made quite a deal about how the most important documents of American history were preserved in Argonne. That is, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which you can see right in front of you, are in chambers filled with Argonne. Moreover, they showed us a model of how, in a flash, those chambers with their documents could be lowered into a huge lead vault, sufficient, they believed, to survive a direct nuclear attack. Some people call the building the Tomb of Liberty. Argon is a very noble gas.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Did I miss me? Hey, I've got some updates. Story total, just shy of 9,300. Story average, a respectable 15.67. Movement, Charlie passes Cliff Uncle Monster to take the 19th place. Tura displaces Chris to become the 8th monkey. Richard has locked down the 6th place with 486 stories. Planet Z knocks Sing out of the 2nd place to regain 2nd monkey status. Serendipity is a mere 11 stories from entering the top 10. But the story of note this week, founding member Andrew Ian Dodge, who drops out of the top 30 after a decade. My good friend John enters the lair of the Golden Monkeys with 44 stories. All hail John. And my story this evening is called Classical Gas. 40 years ago, at the end of the Summer of Love, a curious film was shown on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. It was called 300 Years of Art by Dan McLaughlin. Hundreds of the world's greatest works of art flashing by at a tenth of a second. The driving music behind the river of art was Classical Gas by Mason Williams. By today's standards, a quaint footnote of the counterculture. But at the time, it was pretty impressive. So much so, it ended my aspirations as an accountant and set me on a path to a career in art. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Conrad had a tough childhood. His parents were sorry he was born. He grew sorry as well. He was a goofy kid with no merit at all. He matured and soon became a lazy, loud bully in his preteen years. His parents made a decision and took Conrad with them when they visited relatives in Oklahoma. They left Conrad staked to the grassy knoll behind the Conoco station in Ponca City, just a bit off Highway 60. He was discovered by a couple stopping to picnic nearby. It was too late. Coyotes had gnawed off his legs and his ears. 2. A visible plume of gas rose from the couch cushions. The toxic soot that covered the inside of the living room had subsided a bit, and now we dealt with the destruction and poisons left behind by the floodwaters. A fish wiggled in the corner until the cat's eyes were drawn to it. A fresh but tainted meal for a hungry pet. We shared cans of pork and beans, crackers, and cans of lukewarm soda. Uncle Larry drank what was left of the whiskey in the cabinet until he sank into a stupor. A bullfrog jumped out of the bookcase.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. And now, gas. As the dentist left the room, I moved the mask from my nose to mouth and took a couple deep breaths. The hose fell off the mask. My arms seemed 20 feet away as I fixed it and put it back on my nose. The little outlet valve popped into my lap. Feeling around with tingling fingers, I got it on just as the dentist returned. "Ready?" he asked as he turned up the gas. Nothing happened. He turned it up some more. Nothing. He reached over and flicked the mask with his finger. I saw God. Best dentist ever.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Most people are completely uninformed about us cannibals. We're more refined than you might think. We've good jobs, lovely homes, and hold responsible roles in society. Although we may enjoy the odd meal of human flesh, it's not some sort of zombie-ready meal. It's far more likely to be a slow-roasted escalope of thigh with a balsamic reduction, accompanied by a good Pinot Noir. You certainly won't find us daubed in paint, dancing half-naked around a couple of missionaries in a massive cauldron, bubbling over a log fire. Of course not. These days, we're cooking on gas.
Everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The painting on the wall flickered, alive with the dancing flames of the gas fireplace. The man sat on a chair. His attention was on the geometric face. He had never intended it to come out like that, but he thought it was beautiful. He cleaned his hands with a colorful cloth. She hated that. She hated the smell, too. She hated when he sat in the living room in his rags, as she called his painting overalls. When she saw the painting, she wanted to burn it. His nails had red underneath, and the painting was still on the wall. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and have a great week. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville, Joe Carroll's computer. I decided to not let him record this evening. I like to do the talking sometimes. Don't I have a beautiful voice? Here is his entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 594 with a prompt of gas. Axel didn't need to read the platform numbers as he descended the stairs to know he neared the lowest levels of the galactic battle base. Level 50 was the water storage level, and 49 was sewerage treatment. The smell of methane gas told him 49 was only a few levels away. Exiting the stairs at level 48, he stepped into the passage link, deciding which way to turn. Recycling centers dotted the length and circumference of the 48th level. He had to find the center where Astra worked. The center where they recycled items other than old jumpsuits and uneaten food. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here, with a story on the subject, gas. We set off on a trip, and before we reach the end of the street, she goes, "Wait, I left the gas on." "Yes, you always do, or leave a window open or something. That's why I check everything myself, after you're in the car. But all the way it's, I left the back door open, I shut the neighbour's cat inside." One year, she kept this up every day of the holiday. "Hey, it's so quiet," said the kids on the way back. "And so much space. Did we leave something behind?" "Not accidentally," I say, and drive on.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 594 on the topic of gas. My story today is called, "Now You're Cooking." Mary recognized the smell as soon as she opened the door. She worked as an EMT and was trained to detect even small odors of gas. Her training told her to leave the house immediately, find a safe space, and call 911. She debated doing that, but against her better judgment, she stayed put. "Harold," she bellowed, opening as many windows as she could, "don't you notice that overpowering smell? I told you to do something about it the last time this happened." Her husband appeared in the doorway. Sorry, dear. I filled up the tank today, and you know I can't resist those 7-Eleven burritos." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. It's Richard, and only one story this week on the topic of gas. It's called Gas. It was about time I did my bit for the environment, using alternative energy. I tried solar power, but it's never sunny in Britain. I'm too far from the sea for wave power, and I couldn't get planning permission for a wind turbine. So I bought some cows, and all my energy needs are now supplied from bovine methane. It has its drawbacks, like angry neighbours complaining about the smell, but it's definitely the right approach. Even the cows approve. Many times whilst inserting gas collection pipes, unpleasant but necessary, I've received a pat on the back. Really sorry about that dreadful pun. So on that note, I shall leave you. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
All of the refineries shut down when the hurricane passed through. It's taking a while for the engineers to get them back up and running. Gas prices went up. The numbers on the signs ticked up daily. That is, if they had any gas to sell. Some places just have premium, and others have regular, and a lot of them don't have any gas at all. All of the stations along the highway are dry, but they keep their signs lit, luring people in. I guess they're hoping to sell lottery tickets or milk at $5 a gallon or something.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of gas. Did you enjoy that? Well, let the people know in the comments. Tell the others, "Hey, I really enjoyed that." Is it that hard to write a comment? Go through the experience and tell me, is there any way to make that easier? Because there probably isn't. It's WordPress. What am I going to do? Hack the thing up and come up with my own plugin? and then make it awesome? There's a little thing called security, people. Oh, the next topic is alien. So have yourself a good time with that. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.